If someone had borrowed a tool of yours, or a garden tool such as a rake, mm-hmm. for example, and they broke the handle on it, and you wanted to make them feel better because it wasn't really that important, and you might say, and say you weren't fond of the rake, and it was too heavy, or you replaced it with another one or something like that, you might say after they'd apologized for breaking it, you might say, "That's all right, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyway."
Okay. A crying child might say of someone else that was eating candy, and say the crying child had asked the other person for candy, but no love. You might say, "He was eating candy and he didn't
give me any." Okay.
Let's say you were asleep last night and had bad dreams, and they caused you to, well,
have nightmares.
Yeah, but you might say, telling someone about it, say you had to get up several times because of them, or you had to get up for various reasons. You might say, "I was asleep last night and woke up several times,
having bad dreams or nightmares."
If you, wow, I lost how to phrase that. If you wanted to say what time or what period of time in which you woke up, you might say, "I woke up
1 o'clock, then again at 3, and again at 5. Mm-hmm. You usually wake up about 3 times when you, yeah, I do.
When?
When I have a bad dreams or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I have had them.
Mm-hmm. I used to, but I don't have them very
much. I don't either now like I used to.
But I find myself staying up real well. A lot of times I guess I go to bed so late I wouldn't dream anyway. If you saw someone who was spoiled, a child spoiled, or a boy that spoiled, you might predict, or you might say, that boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble, Black.
He'll have his trouble.
Because he's spoiled now.
Or because he's had his way.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the rows or the trenches in a field that are cut by a plow?
Cut by a plow.
Yeah, a plow, the behind it, you know, when they turn the soil in the spring. What do you call those trenches, those little ones cut by a plow? I mean, they're normal in every field, and you plant them and all that.
Or the furrows?
Yeah. Okay. If you were raising crops, and you said, and you had a good yield, you might say, "We raised a big..."
Well, we had a bumper crop. That's what they use it for.
If you got rid of all the bushes and trees on land, you might say you did what?
Cleared it up. Cleared the new ground.
If you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you might say we just what?
Cut a road.
What's Denny doing to the land behind his house?
Clearing it up.
What do you call the... The old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring when, say, wheat's been there and it's been cut?
Oh, the straw?
Yeah.
The old wheat straw.